case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Happy 1st of March. Happy first day of autumn. March is a great month. You know, it's my birthday month, which is exciting, coming up in a couple of weeks. Just me on the podcast intro this morning because Josh is away. He is supervising. Take whatever you want out of that as to what he's actually doing. I'll leave it up to your imagination. So Chris actually filled in on the show this morning with me, so I didn't have to be myself, which is very thankful. But he's had to jet off, so it is just me on the podcast intro. But you will hear him throughout this morning's show. What happened over the weekend? Oh, I went to Somersault and got sunburnt, which I really tried not to get sunburnt, but I did, and it is very frustrating. If you want to see it, you can head over to my Instagram story. I'm just going to give myself a cheeky plug. Look, it's Maddie on Instagram if you want to go have a look at that one. This is kind of boring talking by myself for the podcast intro. I'm used to, you know, Josh being here to banter back and forth with. But yeah, I think we'll just kind of get into it. Hopefully Josh will be back tomorrow morning and the podcast will be back to normal as well. Enjoy, everyone.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning. It is 6:08.
Good morning, not Josh.
Yeah. So it is the fresh new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie, but Chris
back is in back. The seat. He couldn't get away from Brekkie.
Yeah, I've got Josh locked up in a cupboard downstairs. I was like, you know what? I miss it. I want back in.
No, Josh is away today. So Chris has been lovely enough to come and fill in, which is very thankful for me because it's very stressful doing Brekkie by yourself, as you've discovered, having to do it for a couple of weeks there.
It's definitely not as much fun.
That's not for sure.
Yeah, it becomes a lot less of like a hanging out with a friend and a lot more communicating to all the lovely people of Ballarat, which we love. It's a very one-sided conversation.
It feels very weird having to just talk into a microphone by yourself. It's a weird thing. So I'm glad that you were here. I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah, go for it.
You go grocery shopping, when you go to get a trolley, do you test it before you commit to it?
Oh, okay. Yes, if I'm getting a trolley, I make sure it's a good one.
You get it out, you do a couple of back and forths, do like a little lap, and you're like, yep, this is a good one, and then you go in?
A little bit, like not to that extreme.
Okay.
But I pull it out, and there is nothing worse than a trolley. Like I can deal with a trolley that wants to wander off course. Mm. I can fight that. If anything, it's a bit of cardio. But I cannot deal with a trolley. Have you ever had one with a back or front wheel that must be a little bit higher than the other wheels? So it rattles backwards and forwards.
Yep. So you walk
around. Yeah, and you walk around the supermarket with the trolley gun. And everyone's like, who's this guy? I can't deal with that.
It's really frustrating. But I've found sometimes, though, that especially here, the grocery store is a lot busier than what I'm used to. So you don't necessarily have the time to do the trolley test.
Because
the person behind you is like, come on, like tapping their foot. I've got to get my stuff going for the day. So it's just like it's Russian roulette with trolleys. You don't know if you're going to get a good or a bad one.
You don't have your full opportunity to give the trolley your usual 12-point safety inspection prior to doing your shopping.
This is the thing. But then at what point, if you do get a bad trolley, because usually you discover pretty quickly, like the second you've walked through like the little gate things.
Yeah, and they're one way, those gates.
Do you try and go back and change it? Do you leave it? But then it's also quite hard when you get the trolleys that have the coin bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to hope that there is another trolley to put it into. It's luck of the draw.
Here's my thing, and I think you'd do well to adopt this. Forgo the trolley.
Since you're a basket man.
Since I'm a basket case, as they say. Since moving to Ballarat, I can't stand the coin thing. I hate that I got to put money in there and then
forget.
I got to find a spot to dock it to retrieve my money.
Yeah.
And I never have coins on me. Ever since, 2015, I think I've stopped using cash. I'm mostly card. So I never have a coin. So I just make sure that whatever my shopping list is, it fits in a basket. And so far that's working for me.
So that's smart, but usually when I shop, we are those people that drink bottled water. because we're so used to just drinking
SA
bottled water. SA water
is
not nice. So you drink bottled water, and now I'm acquired to the taste of it, and anything out of the tap, I'm like a bit of a snob. So I'm like,
really?
Which you can't put a whole entire slab of bottled water in a basket.
It's a lot to carry.
But I do have a trick for you with the whole coin thing that I need to go and do. Usually, this was like a couple of years ago, I had one in Victoria, was you go to the front counter and you ask for a trolley token, and they're only like 50 cents or something. And it's just this little plastic disc that you can keep in your wallet that fits in all of the trolleys.
Didn't know that. You could buy a trolley token.
Yep, and it's got a little key ring on it. I don't know if they still make them.
Yeah.
If they do, can you let us know? Hit us up on Facebook, Paraffin Ballarat.
Where can I get my trolley token?
I need a trolley token, please, everyone.
In the meantime, Maddie, you need to get on Choose Tap. It's the Central Highlands Water Campaign. It's all about choosing tap water here in Ballarat. The Ballarat water is actually delicious. Coming from someone who's been scarred from SA tap water, I live there most of my life.
I'm slowly getting used
Ballarat
to the tap water here.
Top notch. I feel like I'm sort of meeting you the same way the rest of Ballarat is, Maddie. You've recently moved to town.
Yeah.
And we're finding a lot about you, and we're sort of getting to know one another around the office, but you and I are working very different hours. Mm-hmm. You're on the breakfast show.
I feel like we're getting along, though. We're slowly learning about each other.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you do or don't know this about me. I moved into a new home. Like
you built a
new
house, didn't you? Yeah. I knew that.
And I've been working on the landscaping with my wife since we moved in, since August. It's been a slow going process.
Gardening is such a hassle.
It's a big job.
Anyone that's a gardener or a landscaper, you've got a tough job, because that is
in the
crap
elements,
work sometimes.
In the elements and a whole lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, and just dirty.
And if there's one area where I really take after my dad, that is my lack of ability to finish tasks. Like Dad, and I've told this story a couple of times on air, but there is a light switch on the kitchen wall in my parents' home back in Port Lincoln. There is a light switch where the cover's never been screwed into the frame. And the reason why it was never screwed into the frame is because Dad had to give the frame a second coat of paint during the kitchen renovation.
Yeah.
So he didn't screw the thing back in because he's like, I'll just have to unscrew it when I do the second coat of paint. That was 20 years ago now. And it's still loose on the wall with one coat of paint. So I take after Dad a little bit. So I need to sort of, when I start a job, I need to weave little tactics in to force myself to finish it.
You need like the motivators to do it, yeah.
So we put turf in on our backyard a couple of weeks back, and the motivator there was, if you don't get the turf in, it dies and you lose all your money.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one day to do the job.
Yep.
I recruited Josh that day. That's probably why he's not here today, because he's still recovering from turf working beat. Over the weekend, I, spur of the moment, in like a fit of enthusiasm, said, I need to put some gravel down the side where our bins go.
Not as hard as putting turf down, though.
No.
Gravel's, you just kind of tip it out, spread it out, you're...
Well, it's still a couple of steps to this job. I had to dig out the area because I had to come down about 100 mil. I had to put in some border, and then finally the final step was put the topping in, as it's called, and then stomp it down so it was like nice and compact. When I got them to drop the topping off, I got them to dump it on the driveway in front of the garage so I could not go anywhere or do anything until
you did it. That's smart.
And we were working on it till like the final minute. So Alice and I, we had to go out to dinner with friends, and we had to be able to get to the garage to go on this dinner, and we were shoveling gravel right up until like 6 p.m. when we had to leave.
I'd love for you to have rocked up late to that and your friends just go, where have you guys been? Why are you like, oh, sorry, we had our gravel in front of our drive, like in front of our garage. Like, well, why is it there? It's a long story. Don't ask.
Oh, yeah, we could have just got away with, someone dumped gravel in front of our driveway.
We
not
told
lying.
Them not to put it there, but, you know, they wouldn't move it.
Yeah, and that's the tactic. And so far it's working. So that's landscaping hack for anyone. Weave little things
just
into
make it
the
more
job.
Of an inconvenience for yourself if you don't do it than if you did.
So you got no choice but to finish.
We've all heard the stories and seen the videos of people doing weird things on Zoom meetings or taking them in weird places. You know, it's first kind of started off with people like being in the toilet during work meetings. And
do you remember that one that went viral of the lady who must have thought she turned her camera off, but she literally got up, took her phone into the toilet, sat down.
Yeah.
And her workmates are like, oh, my God, this is happening.
It's just awkward when it happens.
Oh.
But a new one has come out. This has really shocked me that this has happened. Over in America at the moment, a lot of court hearings are happening over Zoom, and they have to live stream them at the same time because they can't have a normal presence in a courtroom with actual people. So they're like, oh, we'll just live stream, and then it's going to count as having public viewing. So a guy has shown up to traffic court while at work, at his own workplace. So rather than taking time off to sit down in front of a computer, be like, yep, okay, I'm here for my traffic offence. He took the call in a very particular workplace. Have a listen.
Hello, Mr. Green?
Yes.
Hi. Are you available for trial? It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now.
I am, sir. I'm in an operating room. Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead.
Wait, so yes, I'm in an operating room, I'm available for trial.
This guy's a surgeon. He took his Zoom call for traffic court while in an operating theatre with a patient knocked out on the table. With a knife in his hand.
So was he going to proceed with surgeon?
Oh, yeah. This whole entire video, because it was live stream on YouTube, the video goes for about 5 minutes, and his name is Dr. Green, and he's a plastic surgeon, and he's there, full scrubs, everything. His nurse is holding the phone for him, and he's like, yep, I can go, let's do this. And then eventually the actual judge comes in, and he's like, do you have a person on the table? And he's like, yeah, but I can, do the Zoom, right now. It's fine. And thank God for the judge being like, no, I don't feel comfortable with you doing this while you have a patient that's probably not good for their welfare.
Yeah, see you in court next week to talk about your malpractice lawsuit.
Well, that's actually what's happening now the medical board has had to come on board, on board with this and kind of investigate it a little bit. But imagine if you were the person that was in surgery and you've woken up and you have now discovered this video.
Yeah.
What would you think?
Yeah.
Just lying there, obviously you're asleep, so you don't know. But then you wake up and find out that your surgeon, in the middle of your surgery, decided to take a Zoom meeting for a traffic offence.
Yeah, super weird, especially if you had no idea. And then your friend's like, oh, check out this on YouTube,
going viral. And
then
you put two and two together, you're like, oh, my God. And then you're like, umming and ahhing. They could sue. It's America. They would sue.
That's why one's bigger than the other. He wasn't paying attention. Yeah, that's terrible. That's the worst. Our FM brekkie with Josh and Maddie. It is 7:05 on your Monday. Josh is off today, so Chris, filling in.
You got the call up at about 10 o'clock last night.
Dragged my alarm back out of the drawer where I stored it, thinking I would never need it again for a 5 a.m. wake up. But you know what? I am this is nice. It's like a little encore.
Yeah.
And none of the pressure. I just leave at the end of this. This is like being an uncle when you come over and visit your siblings' kids. You get, it's all fun times, and then you're leave the parents with the responsibility.
Here's the kids back with all the sugar I put in them. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I'm going to inject so much sugar into the show.
That's
and
good.
Then call it a day.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of sugar. Today is Justin Bieber and Kesha's birthday. Two very pop song icons celebrating on the same day.
Yeah, different years though, I imagine.
Well, yeah, Kesha's a little bit older than Justin Bieber.
But
when I was thinking that it was their birthdays, I thought, oh, I could kind of try and do a game with this one. And then I realised that both of their lyrics sound pretty similar to each other's.
Okay.
So I've come up with a game of, is this Justin Bieber or Kesha?
Yeah, this sounds fun. My music trivia, and this surprises a lot of people, oh, you work in radio, you should be a real whiz when it comes to... Nah. Rubbish. Rubbish at musical trivia.
I'm pretty good at musical trivia.
If the game was, is TikTok a Kesha song or a Justin Bieber song, I would say Kesha, but not with much confidence. That's about where I'm at with this.
So this will be interesting then. Feel free to play along at home. I'm going to give you a song lyric. I'll read it out. And then I'll give you a Kesha song or a Justin Bieber song that it could be. And you just got to pick which one it is. So you got a 50-50 chance.
Oh, so I don't even have to work out the song.
No, I thought I'd be nice.
Oh, excellent. All right.
All right. So first one is... Looking for some trouble tonight, take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Is that Kesha with Die Young or Justin Bieber, Beauty and the Beat?
I feel like it's Beauty and the Beat, but it's the Nicki Minaj part.
Is that what you're locking in?
I'm locking in that.
Let's have a listen. That's Kesha.
Oh, damn it.
That's Kesha's Die Young. Incorrect.
I tried to get fancy with narrowing it down to who the feature artist was and everything, but that sucks.
All right, next one. When the dark of the night comes around, that's the time that the animal comes alive, looking for something
wild.
It's
got to be Kesha. I'm going Kesha.
You're going with Kesha?
What are the song options?
Kesha, Take It Off, or Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
I'm going Kesha.
You going Kesha? Mm-hmm. Let's find out. When the that is correct.
Yes. I'm even going to play my correct sound effect.
All right. You're on the board.
All right. That's
good. Next one. I don't need a whole lot coming from you. I admit I'd rather give you the world. Is that Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug, or Justin Bieber, Somebody to Love?
This is a hard one.
I don't need a whole lot coming from you. I admit I'd rather give you the world.
I'm going to Bieber Town.
You going Bieber?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, Somebody to Love? Let's find out. I don't need a that is correct.
Oh, yes.
I actually really like this song.
That song's not even familiar to me. Was that one of his hits?
I've just seen that. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I just need somebody to love.
Oh, yeah. I know the chorus.
That one, yeah. All right, next one.
Oh, that's, what am I, 3-1? Three,
two. Correct.
God,
one
wrong.
We've got five. Oh. All right. We're running this town just like a club, and no, you don't want to mess with us. Kesha, We Are Who We Are, or Justin Bieber, Eeny Meeny, featuring Sean Kingston.
Oh, that's throwing me. I was going to say, this is my logic here. It's got the word club, and I feel like Kesha loves a good club. So that's why I was thinking Kesha.
Yeah.
But then who'd you say is featured?
Sean Kingston. Oh,
he loves a club.
Who are you going to pick? Kesha or JB?
I'm going Kesh.
Let's find out. We run in this
town. Yes.
That's correct. Oh, you have passed. Shall we just do the last one for the fun?
Yeah, just this is my victory lap. Let's
all
do
right.
It.
All right. My friends say I'm a fool to think that you're the one for me. I guess I'm just a sucker for love. Kesha, Learn to Let Go, or Justin Bieber, Love Me?
This feels like Bieber lyrics.
Think it's a Bieber?
Yeah, it's got that young sort of innocence to it.
Okay. Let's find out.
I'm locking in Bieber.
My friends say I'm a fool. That's correct. I went for all old school Bieber.
Yeah, and
that was his good stuff. I don't really like his new stuff for some reason.
Not a big fan of Sorry or. Sorry's like medium old school, isn't it?
That's all right.
It's like middle school Bieber.
The real old school Bieber is taking me back to my teenage years.
Well, I've surprised myself. 4 out of 5.
Pretty good.
Just flying by the seat of my pants and guessing. I wasn't
nothing
really.
Wrong with that. Nothing wrong with just guessing. No. Somersault was on yesterday. You didn't end up going.
I did not. I was.
You were working.
I was working. I was at Simmons Homes. I was actually having a great day. It was a beautiful day out. They have 2 new display homes which are opening up, and I love looking through
and
a good display home.
You looked at it and you're like, wish I should have put that in my house. The whole thing.
That actually happens quite a bit. But anyway.
But I was at Somersault. It was quite a warm day, and it was great fun. We ended up actually having to leave a little bit early, which is fine. You know, we were planning on leaving early anyways because I went with Josh, and we're like, we need to be like the responsible adults who have to get up at stupid o'clock in the morning. So maybe we should leave early.
Better not make it too late tonight.
So it wasn't that too bad, but it was very hot. And one thing that I have learned over the many years that I've been alive is I sunburn quite quickly.
Oh, you're about as fair-skinned as me.
I'm a very pale person.
Yeah.
And I have two shades, ridiculously white translucent.
Yeah.
And red, like a lobster.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so I went into yesterday going, not getting sunburn. I chucked on my big Bunnings broad-brimmed hat, best purchase.
Yeah.
Had that on, took 2 bottles of sunscreen with me. One of them got confiscated because it was an aerosol. Don't even get me started on that issue. And then I had the other one. I reapplied sunscreen twice.
Yeah.
And then I still got burnt.
Damn.
To the point that I'm in a lot of pain this morning.
Yeah.
And it really frustrates me because I went into this going, I'm not getting sunburn. My whole entire top half, except for on my hands, is completely free of sunburn, but my hands have got a little bit on it.
What type of sunburn are we talking? Are we talking like
the it is
even
red
covering
raw.
Or just spots you missed?
There's a couple of spots I missed, but then there's like also an even covering at different. It's really frustrating.
I hate the spots you miss.
But I was just so annoyed at myself because I am always the person that's like, don't forget your sunscreen because I know how much sunburn hurts. And so I really try to make sure I don't. And now it's to the point that I don't really want to go to the gym this afternoon.
Because what it's building up to, just a big, long excuse.
No, because you know,
I really wanted to go to the gym, but I got a little bit sunburned.
No, it's really bad. And it's on my feet as well. So that really hurts. But it's also
take the week off.
The main issue is that when I go to the gym, I wear like knee-length leggings and all the sunburn is below my knees.
Yeah.
So, and it's really patchy and looks disgusting. So I'm going to walk in and it's just going to be a terrible look.
You're preaching to the choir, Maddie. I will look for any and all excuses to get out of doing a bit of a workout. It's fine.
Like
you don't have to convince
to the gym,
me.
Though. This is the thing.
I'm convinced.
It's just that I'm scared that I'm going to hurt my legs even more because they're so burnt.
Yeah, no, I'm concerned about that as well. So I think for you and I, for both of our peace of mind,
we just won't go to the gym. We've been talking a little bit how you've had to adapt this morning with your alarm to get up early.
Yeah, back into the swing of breakfast. It's funny, people go, does it take you long to get out of the habit of getting up at 5? No.
No.
One day is all it takes.
Takes me one day. It's called the weekend. But
it takes you about 10 years to get into the habit of getting up at 5 a.m.
You never get used to it, though.
No.
But when you were doing brekkie full-time, were you an alarm snoozer?
Where
do you stand on snoozing?
I've gotten better. I think snoozing's terrible. I love doing it, and I have been in the habit of doing it. But it's terrible in that you're waking up earlier than you have to, then having dodgy sleep for anywhere up to half hour, depending how long you snooze, and then you're getting out of bed and you're running late. So you might as well either get up initially and have more time, or just set your alarm for when you actually need to get up and have good sleep right up until that moment. Snoozing's ridiculous.
See, I sit either side of the fence on this one. I, for a very long time, would snooze an alarm for an hour.
Yeah, and I've been there too.
But I would set it an hour early. Like, I needed to say, for instance, get up at 4 a.m. That was the last I could wake up. But I would set my alarm to start at 3 a.m. and snooze it until I was awake enough.
That's
because
madness.
I like to get up gradually. But when you're running late, snoozing is a very risky game you are playing.
Yeah.
But a girl on Instagram has come up with a bit of a hack to kind of entice you into not snoozing. And it is a very evil yet genius hack that she has done. When you snooze your alarm, it transfers money to somebody.
Oh.
And this is a thing that can happen. Have a listen.
Open your Shortcuts app on your iPhone, choose Automations from the bottom, and then click Create Personal Automation. Go to Alarm, choose Is Snoozed, click Next, add an action, go to Apps, scroll down until you find UpBank, and then it will let you send a payment either to yourself or someone in your contacts for any amount you like. You can also choose a whole load of other triggers, like when you arrive or leave somewhere, when you connect your CarPlay, or when you connect to Wi-Fi.
Well, I want to be on the receiving end of that, obviously.
This is a good little prank to pull on somebody that you know is a snoozer that you would go in. I would feel like this would be a good thing for partners, because I know that my boyfriend, when I was going through the hour-long snoozing sesh, he would get very frustrated. So if I made it that he would get a payment from me every time I hit snooze, then that would kind of work. But then it would also, at the same time, make me not want to hit snooze. Because I don't want to pay anyone. I'm quite a cheap person.
Yeah. My wife would be all over this because she's been suffering through my early alarms as much as I have. But the difference is she doesn't need to be up at that hour. Mm. She, you know, doesn't need to be up for a full extra hour. So the snooze kills her.
See, this is a good idea, though, for people that just constantly hit snooze.
Mm.
The second you bring money into it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about like really expensive gym memberships sometimes.
Yeah.
That if you're paying all this money, well, I better use it because otherwise I'm wasting it.
Exactly. What's like the trouble is though, you're not the most rational person in that frame of mind. I know when I first wake up, I'm in such a foggy daze that that's not a time for me to be making financial decisions.
Well, this is why it's an automatic thing that happens.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I might set $10 as the fee, thinking that that's going to be an adequate deterrent. But then you ask Sleepy Chris at 5 a.m. if 5 minutes of extra sleep is worth $10, and he'll probably say yes. Hell, he'll probably spend $50 on that.
The real question is, what is the price of sleeping?
I think Sleepy Chris, any amount wouldn't be too high.
It's Power FM's 10 Question Quiz.
That's right. We are trying to give away a pair of Bloodstone boots worth over $150. If you don't win them, why not head into Total Tools, celebrate their 10th birthday and grab yourself 20% off all work boots today.
It's a good deal.
It is indeed. But to win them, you've got to get through the 10-question quiz. Shall we get started, Chris?
Let's do it. Good morning, Power FM. It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. You're with Chris and Maddie. Who do we have here?
Kyle,
how are you going for a Monday?
Not too bad. Just starting work.
Could you use some work boots? What's your job? What's your trade, Kyle?
Truck driving. So a pair of boots would be great.
Oh, all right. Hopefully we can get you some boots.
You ready to go this morning?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Do you want to set the scene, Chris? With a
what do you
a,
what do
bit
you
of
want
a ticking
here?
Drone. Get that clock going up the top.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
All right. Question number one, Kyle. How many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
Correct. What is the date of Anzac Day?
Pass.
Well, if you pass, you're out, so you got to answer it.
Yeah, we don't come back to questions, Kyle. Date of Anzac Day. I'll give you the month. It's in April.
I knew it was April. I can't remember. I think it might have been the 26th.
Sorry, that's incorrect. We're going to have to let you go.
Good morning, Power FM. You're with Chris and Maddie. Who do we have here?
Greg, mate.
Hi, Greg. We are to only question number two. What is the date of Anzac Day?
25th of April.
Correct. Who played Jack in Titanic? I need the actor's name.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is correct. Lilac is both a flower and what?
Lilac.
Yep, is a flower and what else?
Colour.
Correct. What is the colour of a $100 note?
Green.
Well, correct. We're past the halfway mark.
What planet is the closest to the sun?
Mars.
No, sorry, that's a little bit further
correct,
back.
Sorry.
We're going to have to let you go, Greg.
No worries, thank you.
Good morning, Power FM. You're with Chris and Maddie. Who do we have here?
Hi, it's Sean. How are you going?
Hi, Sean. We are to question number six. What planet is the closest to the sun?
Take it for granted.
It's not Mars and it's not Earth.
It's also a metal? Is it
yes.
a metal? I don't know.
Mercury?
Yay!
Hey, we got it. Question
Alrighty.
Seven.
In the Jungle Book, what sort of animal is Baloo?
A bear.
That is correct. He's got those bare necessities. Which astrological sign symbol is a scorpion?
Scorpio.
That is correct.
Smashing
question number nine.
Sean.
What is an easel used for?
Hey, what, sorry?
An easel. Am I saying that wrong?
Yeah, you sound
yeah,
right.
Yeah, easel.
Easel. I would never know what an easel is.
What's an easel used for? I mean, most people don't have them, but if you're an artist,
it's
you might have one in your toolkit.
Wooden?
Is it like a little measuring square sort of thing?
No,
it's not to do with
Sean,
measuring, sorry.
Good try though, Sean. You did well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sal.
Good morning, Power FM. You're with Chris and Maddie. Who do we have here?
Jess.
Hi, Jess. We are up to question number nine, so you only got to get two correct to win those work boots. What is an easel used for?
An art stand.
Yep, I'll take that. Number 10, I need this morning. In treating sunburn, what plant is commonly used?
Aloe vera.
You've
got it. That's question 10. You've won yourself some work boots, some Bloodstone work boots worth $150. Good work, Jess.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Swooped in for the last two questions.
I
love that.
Lucky duck.
I mean, big thank you to Sean, Kyle, who all did the heavy lifting
Greg,
before you
Kyle.
Got on the phone there. Excellent work, Jess. Those boots are all yours.
Thank you. Power FM Brekkie
with Josh and Maddie. It is 8:10, the new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie, but with Chris filling in for Josh this morning.
Yes, Josh is on supervising duties this morning.
Yes, so I said, let's leave it as that. Let's not explain any more details.
Yeah,
Josh is on
supervising duties. Take what you will.
So I said, you know what, I'll put my hand up. I'll get the alarm clock back out of the drawer where I banished it on the last day of needing it. And it's feels good coming back in this kind of like encore sort of format where it doesn't feel like there's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, just come pop in, have some fun, and then, you know,
I left all the planning and prep up to you.
That's fine.
And I'm really just responding to your bits and pieces. I'm just going, oh, yeah. Oh, how cool.
Good chat.
Yum, 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 dum-dee-dee-dum. How many cookies are there today?
the cookie countdown. Your chance to win a family pass to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular that is coming to town this week.
Presented by Silvers, March 4. It kicks off. We've got a family pass up for grabs. You just have to guess how many cookies Cookie Monster is about to eat.
Yes, so we have. He's told us between 5 and 10 cookies today. Luke was first on the phone. Are you ready to play the cookie countdown?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so Cookie Monster has said there's between 5 and 10 cookies. How many do you think there is?
8.
Alright, let's
have a listen.
Snack time! 8 cookies! Nom, nom,
you got it right.
Right, first
go. First one. Oh, you're just psychic, Luke.
Right.
Yeah. That's correct. 8 cookies today.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking there was going to be like the 10 question quiz. We're going to have to get all the way to the last call.
We get about 12 people who incorrectly say 7. And then someone who gets it. Now, Luke, you've got it in one. Congratulations. You've got a family pass. You're heading along to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular by Silvers.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Who are you going to take? Have you got some kids to go with you?
I'll take my friend
Anne. Sorry, what was that?
I'll take my friend Amy and her 2 kids.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
that's very lovely of you. Yeah. Well, have fun and enjoy the show.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Do you remember last year how Cadbury marble chocolate came back and it was like this whole massive thing? Everyone was so excited.
Everyone was so excited and then everyone turned on it. They flipped when they're like, it tastes like hazelnut. It's not what I was expecting. For me, it was delicious. It was what I was expecting. It tasted kind of like, it was like budget seashell chocolates. You know those Gillian seashells?
Indeed. Well, Cadbury have teamed up with Philadelphia cream cheese once again. Last year, they bought us caramel cream cheese.
Don't remember that.
Please make way for Dairy Milk marble cream cheese.
Okay, I need to understand the order of this. Is this a cream cheese that tastes like Cadbury Dairy Milk or a Cadbury Dairy Milk
cream cheese that tastes like chocolate.
Right, yeah, that's a smarter order. Because I was thinking cream cheese flavoured chocolate sounds kind of disgusting.
Oh, it depends on what kind of flavour. Like, it's like a cream cheese icing flavoured chocolate, I'm there every day of the week.
I cannot imagine a situation where cream cheese flavoured chocolate is a good thing.
But anyways, if you're a fan of marble chocolate, you can now get it in the cream cheese form, which makes it great for cheesecakes.
I can go for this. I can actually go for this. So it's marble chocolate flavoured cream cheese.
Yes.
So, yeah, in a cheesecake shop, like a marble chocolate cheesecake shop. Cheeky plug for those guys. We were just talking about them off air, actually. You were tossing up some birthday ideas.
This is why
it
came up in my head.
So for a marble chocolate cheesecake, that'd be sensational, would it not?
Well, this is the thing, because when they released the caramel version of the cream cheese, everyone made cream cheese. Well, they made cheesecakes with it.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. I had one for Christmas and it was amazing.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
Sickly
sweet, but it was so good. And now you can do it with the marble as well.
Yeah.
But what I'm picturing in my head, I think the caramel one is still available.
Oh, really?
Mixing them both together.
Ooh.
Caramel marble, because it's like a hazelnutty taste. So I'm sure that caramel would go well with
that. What are you thinking? Like a perfectly homogenized blend where you're getting all the flavors at once, or like a swirl situation where you can like dip your fork into a bit of one and a bit of the other?
No, just all together. Mix it all in one bowl, chuck it in the fridge, and it's going to sound amazing. If you do want to try the Philadelphia Dairy Milk marble cream cheese, it is available at shops. It's about $5 a tub.
Yeah.
But usually goes on special.
All right. Just head to your nearest shops and pick up that one. I just love the non-specific term.
Well, what do you want me to say? There's that many I need to like give credit to, because if I say one and not the other, then they're going to get
people get their nose out of joint.
Go to Ryan's IGA. They spend money on our station. Yeah. Go there.
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Yes, hot or not time. The difference is, in case you've missed it, is we present a topic and you need to decide whether you think it is hot or not. You can't sit on the fence. It's either yes or no.
Oh, so there's no shades of grey with this?
No shades of grey.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to go first? I can present the topic.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, hot or not, proposing at someone else's wedding.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
Hot.
No way. That is never good.
So the reason
that's
I talk
terrible.
About, I should probably give some context to this. A video has come out on TikTok that has got everyone divided on the internet of the girl, the bride, throwing her bouquet. And rather than throwing it, she turns around and hands it to a friend whose their partner is then behind her on one knee to propose.
Okay. This is a special case because the bride's in on it.
Yeah.
And in this instance, totally okay.
But then people are saying that as well. They're like, oh, they're in on it, but still, why would you even think it's an okay thing to steal the thunder at someone else's wedding?
This is where the shades of grey comes into it. So I would say 100% of the time, don't propose to someone at someone else's wedding.
Yeah.
It depends if the bride went, oh, why don't you propose? And that's how it come up. Or if this person said, can I propose? And then the bride feels like they have
to. The groom did. The groom was the one that suggested it to his friend. Because his friend was umming and ahhing about what they wanted, how he wanted to propose. And he's like, oh, why don't you do it at my wedding? We'll do it this way.
Okay. Yeah, then that's okay. But you
most of the time you're a not.
You're getting by with a pass this time, strangers on the internet. All right. Mine is socks with sandals at home.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Yeah, good.
Go for it.
Yeah,
it's your house. Do what you want.
I'm with hot because you got warm feet, but it means you got the flexibility to duck inside, outside, don't have to worry about dirty socks.
Well, this is a thing. I struggle with this all the time because I need to go outside to hang the washing out and the tiles are cold, so I've got socks on and I don't even have slides at the moment, so I've been going the socks and thongs.
Oh, and that's tricky.
Which
to keep them on your feet.
Yeah, look.
Your socks are trying to eject them.
Because it's not quite slipper weather yet. Because usually I'd go the slippers, but socks and sandals at home. Go for your life. Out in public, maybe think about your choices. Yeah.
If you're listening, Alice told you it was hot.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.